AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Donald Trump and Ted Cruz split the four GOP contests yesterday, with Trump taking Louisiana and Kentucky. At a rally in Florida, he called for the Republican Party to back him for the White House.
So the Democrats would have an absolute free run. Probably you wouldn't even campaign because it would be impossible to win. And what does that mean? That means that automatically they are going to appoint very, very, very liberal judges.
Hillary Clinton increased her lead in Democratic convention delegates with her sole victory yesterday in Louisiana. Bernie Sanders fell a bit further behind despite taking both Nebraska and Kansas. A pair of funerals yesterday for police-involved shootings. Former New York City police officer David Hoffer moved to Euless, Texas, between Fort Worth and Dallas, for a quieter life. He was buried yesterday after the 29-year-old was killed in a shootout in a city park. His father, Helmut Hoffer.
David loved his job. He really loved this job. He never compromised his beliefs and would give the shirt off the back for a friend. But not only for friends.
In Montgomery, Alabama, 58-year-old Gregory Gunn was remembered as a mentor to family and friends. He was shot and killed by a city police officer as he was walking home early in the morning on February 25th. State Representative Alvin Holmes says many people were and are angry about Gunn's death.
The tension in Montgomery is still high.
29-year-old Officer Aaron Smith has been charged with murder. Mohammed Yassin says he and some 14,000 other refugees from Syria, Iraq, and other conflict countries are stuck in a tent city along the Greek border with Macedonia.
We have no chance. We have no chance.
Greek police say Macedonian government officials have imposed further restrictions limiting the immigrants in. This is AP Radio News. Overweight sailors get another chance to pass body fat tests. Lieutenant Commander Nathan Christensen insists that the service isn't lowering its expectations that sailors be physically fit.
This isn't about lowering standards, but it's about adjusting to reality. And so what we did is we adjusted our body composition standards, and so they're graduated with age and ultimately go up to the Department of Defense's maximum standard for men and women.
Back in 2014, the Pentagon found roughly two-thirds of Americans would not be able to enlist in the armed services because of health problems, obesity, or the failure to complete a high school education. Lots of noise in the conch shell blowing contest in Key West, Florida. Women's winner Jane Chalmers says knowing how to play the trombone helped her.
I think I won because I played a trombone as a kid, and it's that's puckering, and how you blow into the horn is, I think it's the same way.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.